apathy and complacency is what got us here. So we should be demanding what belongs to us, including the full release of the January 6th tapes. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, Tucker Carlson has released only a few extra minutes out of the tens of thousands of hours of surveillance footage that he was given by Speaker Kevin McCarthy. But even those handful of minutes have made the regime media go completely berserk with rage. Tucker's reporting so far has shown that Jake Chansley, the so-called Buffalo Man, was peacefully escorted around the Capitol by cops, by police officers, and completely nonviolent, exposing his 4 years prison sentence as a totalitarian sham. Tucker's tape releases have also shown that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick was never assaulted by a MAGA mob. He was never beaten with a fire extinguisher or anything else for that matter. He was never injured. He was at the rear of the police line pacing back and forth like a coward. But besides those two things, Tucker has released much. Yet, from just that alone, practically every news outlet in America is blasting Tucker's reporting as dangerous or something similarly insane. Ken Burns, the documentary filmmaker, a man who literally releases compiled footage for a living, says that Tucker's footage release is a threat to democracy. Some people have compared this to 1984. Yes, they're comparing the publication of previously secret government surveillance tapes to 1984. There's enormous pressure even inside of Fox itself to shut down further video releases. There are already rumors that Tucker has been ordered to suppress some tapes. So the regime is completely hysterical and insane and evil, but does the tiny amount of video that Tucker has produced so far really justify that kind of a response? Dave Summerall operates StopHate.com and broke the story about Capitol Police tossing stun grenades into crowds of peaceful J6 protesters. He's been a huge advocate for the prisoners of the DC Gulag, and we wanted to have him on here to get his reaction to Tucker's film release. Dave, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
It's good to see you today, Stu.
Yeah, so what is your reaction to this?
Man, I tell you, it's the bait and switch. It's the distraction, the diversion. And once again, our people are still not free. We can focus on the videotape and never free the people, I guess. I think they're missing the mark here, Stu. You can argue about this all day long. The fact is, people on both sides of the aisle know that these deaths weren't as they were reported. The natural causes were not natural, and the drug overdose was not drugs. And yet these people that represent us still haven't reported them as murders. Where is the accountability from our representatives? They know that these people are sitting in jail, being tortured. Their families are being tortured, and they're not doing anything about it. They're arguing about these videotapes, and we've released enough from the public already to show exactly what happened that day, and they don't care.
I just can't believe that we're even having this conversation. I can't believe that hundreds of thousands of people haven't physically gone to break these people out of prison after this short film release. I can't believe that the government, the fake government, I mean, I can believe it, but we live in times right now where we just saw on national cable broadcast television that this guy who was sentenced to 3.5 or 4 years didn't do the things that he was accused of doing. He was wrongfully accused. It's right there. It's all on video. The fact that he hasn't been released yet is a stain on this nation's honor.
100%. And it should show the legal system, show the lawyers. Watkins, I think, was his lawyer's name. Sold him up the river. There's no reason he should ever gone to jail in the first place. Maybe a little probation or something. But you saw the police leading him around. I mean, he was definitely not violent, never did anything, you know, that it could be suspicious. And yet he's sentenced to 4 years. This is what I understand. When the people see this and the court system's broken and the government is doing the whole thing, how do we ever get to that point, Stu? Where do we get those 100,000 people? How do you take control back of a system that is definitely rigged? It's obvious that both sides of the political spectrum are in on this deal. Nobody's reporting these. Look at Roseanne Boylan's video. Let's just take that for just a second. If that looks like a drug overdose to anybody, they have a problem. She was gassed. She was trampled. She was beaten by Metro Police Lila Morris. Are they even mentioning that? Did Tucker say anything about that? Did Tucker mention the lawyer for the Q Shaman guy? Did Tucker mention any of the other brutality from the police? I believe that we need to get the public worked into it softly. I think that's a great way to start, but that doesn't get our people free faster, and that's what they need. There's more suicides happening. We had another one just a couple of weeks ago that nobody will probably ever know about because it won't be publicized like that. But the death toll is rising. These families are being literally tortured, and nobody's coming to the rescue, Stu.
This was not a violent insurrection in this country. No. Hasn't seen one yet. And, you know, this Chansley is only one example. It's just one example out of hundreds of people that are still incarcerated at the D.C. Gulag and federal prisons across this country being subjected to living conditions, imprisonment for doing absolutely nothing wrong. I mean, I'm looking at these surveillance footage tapes from high above, looking down over onto the rotunda with this with this gathering of people. Nobody was being anarchists. Nobody was being violent or out of control or destroying property. Nobody was doing that. Where did all of this come from? I mean, early on, we had reports of people that were there. They got back to their hotel rooms. They said it was the most beautiful thing that they had ever seen in their lives on the other side of that Capitol building. They were just on the wrong side. They went there, and the next thing they know, their faces are plastered on billboards in their home communities as dangerous terrorists and threats to democracy and the FBI's most wanted. How did our country get to this? Why aren't the tapes being released? Kevin McCarthy promised us the tapes. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, the Freedom Caucus promised us that they made these massive concessions that, you know, Kevin McCarthy was going to be, his feet were going to be held to the fire, and that if he didn't promise, come through on these promises to release these tapes, that the motion to vacate the chair would be enacted and he would be gone. These people are phonies, they're fakes, they're grifters, they're fundraising liars. And meanwhile, we have people in prison committing suicide and their lives are being completely destroyed while these stupid so-called Congress people take viral workout videos and post them on Twitter. It's all sick. It's a freaking joke.
You took the words right out of my mouth, brother. I mean, we're on the same page with that, and these people don't represent us. They never have. They never will. We need to replace all the people in Congress and the Senate with J6ers. I think they're the ones we can trust. They know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And I would put anyone, I don't care if they broke glass or pushed a cop or whatever, they're better than any politician we have in any chair right now. That's my story. I'm sticking to it because that's the way it is. These people are patriots. They should not be treated this way. That's why it's Patriots Day. It will always be remembered in the hearts of true Americans as Patriot Day, because we did the right thing. We did the right thing. We showed up for the election integrity issues. We peacefully went to protest. We were literally attacked video after video after witness after witness. There's no way they can deny this. And the longer they leave our people in harm's way, the more it shows their true intentions for political points, gain, control over us. And when you hear people like Marjorie Taylor Greene talk about a national divorce, what does that mean? Who sits in as the arbitrator over that? The UN?
No. A national divorce says that we're going to concede part of our country. No, this is the United States of America. I'm not just giving up half of it. Are you kidding me? No, I'm going to fight for my rights, my individual liberty, the freedoms that were promised to me, the rights that were inherently given to me by God and under the Constitution of the United States. She's a joke and a fraud, period. We can move on from that. Go ahead.
The last thing I want to say about Tucker is he had an opportunity, just like he had with his documentary he put out, and forgot to mention how to help these J6ers. We have to help the people. It's not about the rating. It's not about the storyline for the government to get their help protect Trump story out, because that's all that is. It's not getting the people free. So people go to stophate.com/J6 calls to action. That's how you help people. That's how you tell people how to help people. It's really easy, and these people could do a better job at it. And yet for some reason, they choose not to.
How many thousands of hours of videotape were we told were going to be released? We were told that we were going to get 100% of these tapes. The fact is they're lying. And, you know, you mentioned scoring political points. This isn't about Republicans or Democrats anymore. This is a uniparty corporate crime syndicate, a murderous regime that is allowing these people to be, you know, enslaved and imprisoned. That is fascism right there. And it's being perpetuated at the hands of the so-called America First fighters that are complete frauds. And right in front of your face, they're being sold down the river with bribes and blackmail material and Epstein Island and big pharma investments and, you know, the Israel lobby and the China lobby. These people are completely corrupt and compromised. And our Constitution tells us exactly how to handle this. There's a precedent, and we would be derelict in our duties as Americans if we didn't tear down any form of government that's oppressive to those rights and replace it with a true representative government. We are living under a corporate government crime syndicate. We are being fed lies by the enemy, by the regime of lies, by the empire of lies, using a complicit media to give you the illusion that we have some sort of a representative two-party system in this country, a constitutional republic of sorts. It is completely gone and dead. And I'm telling you, we are going to leave our kids to the darkest country that this planet has ever seen if we allow for this to continue. 30 seconds. I've got final words for you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hijack this. This This completely pisses me off, Dave. And you've been here from the beginning fighting for these J6ers, and we appreciate you so much.
And listen, I appreciate your passion about it, man. I wish more people understood it to that degree, because that's where it is. It's not a movie, but it is. I mean, we're living a horror show, and it's not going to get better by itself. Active is the answer, and people need to really take that to heart and say, what can I do to get involved, to educate myself, to tell other people, to stand up against this, to be public about it? That's really up to us. That we've heard 100 times that we have to save ourselves. Stu, that's the moment we're at right now. This is the make it or break it time. And I just hope people see things like this and see that passion that you have for it, man, and just say, I have to do something. I can't sit by and watch my country be systematically destroyed piece by piece. It's not going to end well.
I just don't know how people can't be passionate about it. Put these words together right now. POW is being held on United States soil.
Yeah.
This is happening in your country right now. Look at this footage. These people were praying on the Capitol steps. Their lives are being completely destroyed. They went there to fight, to speak. They used the right to peaceably assemble.
That's right.
We have a First Amendment right. And guess what? None of them used their Second Amendment rights.
No.
Nobody was arrested with a firearm at that thing. Nobody was shooting. Nobody had guns except for the feds and the cops.
That's right.
This was 100% an op set up by the feds and using agent provocateurs in the crowd. That's what happened.
I just hope that someday the majority of the people can understand that. There's a small amount of us right now that understand what really happened that day because of the media curtain. It's closed tight, but it's opening little by little. And when the Uniparty takes these little opportunities to give us a little glimmer, a little glimpse of the actual truth, we need to rip that curtain open and run with it and do the work that they're not going to do for us, brother.
Do you believe that there's pressure inside of Fox? I'm blowing through this break because I just want to talk about this. Do you believe that there's pressure inside of Fox for Tucker Carlson to suppress the rest of these tapes?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, Tucker's had all my information that I gave you, 2 years ago? I mean, they have it all. It's a matter of, I guess, pressure, however they hold these people to the fire about what they can and can't say. And I don't understand why I didn't show more of the brutality to show people what really happened from the police to the people, how the people, like you said, were praying peacefully with their eyes closed and getting hit in the head with batons. These are the stories that I think would really outrage the public to a proper place. And, you know, I keep telling people if they release it all, it could start something really physical, a civil conflict. And I believe that's the government's fault as well. They've put us in this position, so they need to let us work that out. And maybe just get out of the way.
Where's Roseanne Boylan's state funeral?
Yeah, right.
Where's the horse-drawn white casket carriage? The George Floyd treatment.
Man, I tell
where's
you,
that? Wasn't George Floyd allegedly killed at the hands of Minneapolis police?
That's what they say.
Yeah. Wasn't Roseanne Boylan killed by the cops in D.C.?
Oh, yeah, but they call that a drug overdose, and that's the accountability. How do we get our representatives?
Wait a minute. Roseanne Boylan died of a drug overdose. Interesting, because you know what? The freaking coroner who did the autopsy for George Floyd said that he died from a fentanyl overdose. It's right there in the official documents. But no,
right.
Nancy Pelosi wears a kente cloth that she has no idea even what tribe it represents or what it's all about, pandering and kneeling in the Capitol Rotunda.
That's right.
Committing crimes right out in front of the wide open.
Look what they did with Brian Sicknick.
They gave him a state funeral. They gave Sicknick a state funeral, a sham funeral, because they presented him as a murder victim. Nobody laid a hand on that coward that day.
No. And I can't say that he's a coward. He was a Trump supporter. I think if anything, he did good and didn't attack. He had no physical injuries, so that means he didn't get into the stupidity of some of the other Metro and DC police that didn't like Trump support. I think he was a good guy. I think he stayed out of the mix because he saw the conflict. And I think that, unfortunately, he had 2 strokes. I think we've had that story for a long time. It doesn't stop MSM from lying and trying to divide this country. If Bloody Hill is a prime example, the movie we put out explains it just very delicately of how the situation is stacked against us from the media, from the government. And stories like that with Brian Sicknick were used intentionally. I think that would make people madder than anything if they knew the truth about laying him in state in the Capitol for 3 days, burying him at Arlington, when the witnesses that took him said he didn't have a head injury. The medics that went to him said he wasn't injured. They couldn't find out why.
And the tapes show that nobody ever laid a hand on him. He was at the rear of the line, looking nervous, pacing back and forth, not really knowing what had been ordered of him. These people ordered this up. These people, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And you know what? I don't believe for one second that Democrats, if you believe in that construct, were the only people that had aforethought, foreknowledge that this was going to happen.
Not at all. Not at all. And how does that fit into the whole plan? What about Trump? How does this work? What about the whole holding him accountable and trying to, like Tucker, he's just working on getting Trump free. Look, Trump didn't cause anything violent. Trump didn't make those people do anything. And look, most of them were peaceful. It was like a tour thing. That has nothing to do with, hey, there have been people tortured for 2 years. We've had over 8 suicides from the J6ers.
Breaking this morning, just this morning, the trial for the Proud Boys has now been put on hold. Why? Because internal communications show that the FBI is rigging the evidence, trying to delete evidence, trying to delete videos, trying to omit exculpatory evidence, trying to keep out the fact that there were feds, FBI agents there. And so now this is all coming to light. We live in the most corrupt empire of lies that this world has ever seen.
Sad but true.
We are the bad guys of the world. Look at us over here giving missiles and bombs and soon this summer fighter jets to the most corrupt country, Ukraine. The most corrupt country.
We didn't agree with that, Stu. I didn't agree with that. I don't agree with a lot of things this government does over and above our votes and our choices, what the will of the people is. And this January 6th thing is the same thing. The whole committee sham, the amount of time that it's gone on. There's no reason that anybody that's sitting there in jail in pretrial detainment, it's not like they're prisoners, they're hostages. They're being held as hostage until their trials for 2 years. They should all be released immediately and paid reparations in some sort. You can never pay them back for the pain and suffering and time that's been stolen from them. But we need to try to exact that.
Yeah, but why, though? I mean, so do you know why, you know, members of the Republican and Democrat parties in both the Senate and the House of Representatives, do you know why they can go to their little town halls and be overwhelmingly told by their constituency, hey, I don't support this war? And then they go and they vote in favor of spending hundreds of billions of dollars on that corrupt country for a man, an actor who played the piano with his penis and dressed in leather chaps and slaps butts and was installed. Yeah. Do you know why they can hear the testimonies of, you know, injured people as a result of the bioweapon that was presented as a safe and effective vaccine? Do you know why they can hear from victims of people who lost their mother and their father and their brother was isolated from them while they were murdered in the hospital with Tony Fauci's remdesivir drug, despite it failing an Ebola trial? Do you know why they can hear all of this? Do you know why they can tell the public, hey, we made major concessions in order for you to support Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. And if he doesn't meet this, he'll immediately be removed. All it takes is one person to motion, you know, to vacate the chair. Do you know why they can make all of this up, tell all of these lies and completely turn their backs, not answer emails, not pick up phone calls? Because there's no freaking accountability for them.
That's right.
The hubris is amazing, and the hubris and the arrogance is amazing because there is nothing that can be done to them because they are installed and because all hold bribery and blackmail material over each other and because they all have pictures of themselves with each other doing little kids and going to Epstein Island and flying on the Little Girl Express. They're all sold out to foreign interests. Every single one of them, look at their investment portfolios. I guarantee you they're bought off.
Sad reality we live in, Stu. But you know what? The people are waking up little by little, and that's the numbers we need, man. That's the numbers. Well, this is an expose on that criminality. The whole January 6th thing should be the wake-up call for the entire world that, hey, it is the government. It's not the people, even. We look at other countries and think the same thing. Ooh, China's bad. Well, is it the people? No, it's the government. It's not the people like us, just the regular folks. And that's the same thing that's happened to America for years and years. And you said it, we're the bad guy. And it's their fault, not our fault. And we have to fix that. We're the ones. They're not going to fix it for us, brother.
I just can't believe that there's not millions of people flooding the streets and marching on Washington. I just can't believe it. I cannot believe all this is happening in this country. Where are the men in this country with the testicular fortitude to say enough is enough? Thank you for your fight. We really appreciate it. Dave Summerall, stophate.com. There is call to action stuff there as well. Make sure that you look at it. If we're going to do anything here, let's help these J6ers. The answers are at stophate.com/call to action. Dave Summerall, thanks again. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu. See you next time, brother.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax. Mass deception. America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
The murderous corporate crime syndicate isn't going to stop at stealing your money with criminal tax hikes and hyperinflation and sending it to Ukraine without your permission. They're not going to stop grooming your kids and trying to take them and traffic them. They're not going to stop trampling all over or taking your rights and individual liberty. They're going to take everything. They're going to come after your checking accounts and your savings accounts and your 401ks and your investment accounts through the Great Financial Reset. So protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Plus, it's a hedge against inflation. Gold and silver from Gold Co. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Gold Co. has helped more people than anyone else to protect themselves against this criminal theft at the hands of the corporate government crime syndicate. Call them today. Plus, if you mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver. 10 grand in free silver when you call my friends at Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
A few weeks ago, we spoke with Florida Dr. Joseph Sansone. Dr. Sansone is the author of Lee County's resolution calling on Governor Ron DeSantis to not just ban vaccine mandates, but to actually take it all the way, to take it a step further, to do the right thing and ban all of these toxic mRNA shots completely. Seize the stockpiles of shots, destroy the stockpiles of shots, and imprison the people responsible for injecting these bioweapons into the public. Dr. Sansone's idea is already spreading. This week, Carol DiPaolo of Collier County presented the Ban the Jab resolution to the Collier County Republican Party. It passed with more than 95% support. So this just shows you, if more word is spread, it's a sure thing that even more counties in Florida and across America would pass similar resolutions. But right now, they're having a hard time spreading the word, in part because they're being directly blocked from making press releases. Seriously, PRWeb.com is not allowing them to publish press releases bragging about these resolutions that passed because, quote, PRWeb does not publish releases that attempt to incite fear or panic. PRWeb also does not publish false, misleading, or information not verified by the CDC, unquote. We won't allow you to publish public information about decisions being made by local lawmakers in your county because the murderous CDC won't verify the information. The CDC needs to verify that Collier or Lee counties passed resolutions? Insane. Dr. Sansone and Carol DiPaolo both join us now. Thank you both for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Sansone, you can't publish a press release about a resolution that's being tabled for public decision.
Correct. Our secretary, Leslie Jander, attempted to submit our press release about a vote of one of the two major political parties that occurred on February 21st. And PR Web, which I guess is part of PR Newswire, said that this press release incited fear and went against CDC standards. So I'm going to process that for a minute. An actual vote that occurred they would not allow a press release on that vote to occur.
A government vote. I mean, this is a vote in a local government official capacity. And they're saying that the people of your county don't have the right to know this. So you can't spread the word.
That's their attempt. I mean, it's kind of like an in-kind donation, I guess, to the other political party if you're going to censor an actual vote at a political party. But, you know, it's not working because the dominoes are beginning to fall. Like, we passed this on February 21st in Lee County. The next week, I got a call from Lou Marin from the Florida Republican Assembly, which is a statewide constitutional patriot organization. He said they're all in. They put a call to action. They passed it unanimously. And then we've got Collier County, which Carol's going to talk to you about, passed it with over 95% of the vote. And we've got, I think tonight, Santa Rosa County, Sharon Regan, she's a patriot, the chair up there. I think they're going to take it up. And I know that Kirk Christensen's got the Hillsborough County is going to take it up in early April. Their board was on board. So look, we're going to steamroll these counties. We're going to flip them one by one. Now, what we're hearing is from the, you know, the statewide party, they're going to try to tamp this down. But we're going to steamroll them because we've got the passion and we've got the people. This is genocide and we're going to stop it.
Okay. I agree with everything that you just said, but I want some clarification on something. You said that somebody's going to try to thwart these efforts or stop them.
This is, you know, the controlled opposition Republicans. What I'm hearing from the top down is they don't like these resolutions. Mm-hmm. They want to kind of tamp them down. They don't want to deal with real issues, but they're going to lose because any of these counties that try to shut this down, we're going to see that we remove their leadership.
And they should be arrested and they should be tried at Nuremberg too. If they're going to continue to inject people with a weapon of biowarfare, which you have proven that it is, Karen Kingston has proven that it is, the enemy's own documents prove that it is, our government is injecting people with a weapon of biowarfare. And if these people want to allow that to continue, part of the people that are going to be arrested as a part of this resolution should be them. In Collier County, Carol DePaulo, thank you, by the way, for being here. You presented this ban the jab resolution to that Republican Party. It passed with almost unanimous support. And you need help getting the word out there as well.
You know, we are a really strong county. What we're doing is we're actually putting a lot of our MAGA people, you know, in our executive committee, our Republican executive committee. I think that's how we're basically breaking ground, you know, inch by inch. I agree with that method, you know, as far as get as many people that we possibly can in, you know, in these executive committees and push out the established Republicans that just want to kick the can down the road.
Yeah. A question for both of you, but we'll start with your answer, Dr. Sansone. So when Karen Kingston came down there to present this, were there people in the room that had no idea what was going on until this information was presented to them?
You know, I wasn't there when she presented that, but my understanding is there probably were, because a lot of people still are under this false idea that this is a choice. But like I said last time, that's like telling people they have a right to drink poison coffee that nobody told them was poison. So I think Carol could probably answer that a little bit more.
Carol?
Yeah. I actually, what happened was, I'll just take you back a little, you know, a little further, a step or two. Collier County was the only county that accepted $1.4 million from the NIH for, you know, it was the COVID-19 grant. And what they were doing was, it was passed down to another organization that was printing out CDC material, going into where the migrant farm workers, you know, are residents of, and actually coercing them to take these injections because they were telling them that these were safe, these were effective. So what happened was we were working on getting this grant money back to the NIH. We had to persuade our county commissioners to do so. And that's when I had spoken to Karen, and she came out from California to Naples. She did a presentation. I went with her to each and every one of the commissioners. She showed them the data. There's a thing called plausible deniability. You know, they knew that what they were saying, basically, they are now privy to information they could be held liable.
That's right. Yeah. So in other words, for the viewing and listening audience, what Carol is saying here is once Karen presents this evidence, this overwhelming, indisputable, irrefutable, factual evidence that this is a weapon of biowarfare, should these people continue to ignore that and push these shots anyway, and especially to take money, they are now committing a crime. They're an accessory to a crime, and that crime could be murder. It could be mass murder. That's what's happening here. This is a genocidal level mass kill off like this country and world, quite frankly, have never seen before. So with knowing what you both said there, it was your understanding, Dr. Sansone, and Carol, you just flat out said, yeah, there was a lot of people that didn't know this information to be true. So now expand that to the sample size of your entire county of Lee or in Hillsborough or in Collier or in Pasco. What do you think the majority of the population believes? Of course, they believe what the press is telling them. And so in order to win the court of public opinion for a law enforcement official, especially a sheriff who's elected, to take the next step to issue arrest warrants for these people, they're going to need the support of the public. And to get that, the public is going to have to know that they've been lied to and poisoned.
Yeah. So, all right, there might be a little bit more educated within these executive committees on this issue, but you don't pass something with 80 to 90% in one county in a Republican Party and then, over 95% in the other county. That's somewhat reflective of the population. Maybe not as many people are aware of it, but we're in the early stages of a revolution. They're not going to be able to tamp this down. We're going to flip mm-hmm. county by county. And look, our approach here is very Caesarian. And what I mean by that is very direct. We're going to ban the jab. We're going to get indictments of Fauci and pharmaceutical executives for murder and conspiracy to commit murder. We're going to shut down WHO and stop this coup that the Biden administration and WHO is doing. I don't know if can I tell you a few action items I'd like people to do because I get people contacting.
Absolutely. We are a platform of action. Go for it.
Yeah. OK. So what we need you to do is if you're a member of a Republican Party executive committee, we need you to introduce this resolution. If your board or any of the members there try to oppose you, you need to just steamroll them. You need to print out copies, hand it out to your members so they see what they're opposed to. Let the people see that they're supporting genocide. Now, what I need you to do is if you're not a member of the executive committee, you need to go online, Google your local Republican Party, your county party. You need to call them up and tell them to adopt the Lee County Ban-the-Jab resolution, now Collier as well. You need to tell them to adopt that. You also need to call your pathetic member of the House of Representatives, tell them to defund WHO, introduce articles of impeachment for Biden for collaborating with WHO to attempt to overthrow the United States government. What I need you to also do is call Governor DeSantis's office. The number is 850-717-9337. And I also need you to call the Attorney General Ashley Moody's office, 850-414-3300. Now, Governor DeSantis, you're a Harvard law guy. You know who Dr. Francis Boyle is. These shots meet the legal definition of a biological weapon according to the 1989 law that he drafted and Florida statute. Nobody has any plausible deniability anymore. None. Now, you need to take action immediately. You have no business running for president when they're murdering and maiming Floridians.
Yeah. Can I jump in on a second here?
I wish you would.
We actually went to Tallahassee, the capital, 2 days ago to support SB 222, which is the Protect Medical, Protect Your Medical Rights Act. And while we were there, lobbying, right on the second floor, they had Walgreens there, or Walmart, I think it was Walmart, that was actually administering these bioweapons right in the Capitol building. So that's a huge wake-up call.
That's under Ron DeSantis' leadership in the Sunshine State, the free state of Florida. This is all hogwash, by the way. Everybody needs to understand that. All of this stuff that Governor Ron DeSantis is doing here, we're going to launch this investigation. We're going to look into the people responsible for, these injections are causing, injuries. This is all a big show. These are all political stunts to boost popularity, preceding a official presidential candidacy announcement. That's what this is. If Ron DeSantis was serious right now, he has the same information. If Ron DeSantis was serious, he would immediately ban these shots across the entire state of Florida. He would immediately, order his attorney general to take action against the criminals that are responsible for perpetuating these crimes against humanity and against Floridians. And he would seize all of the assets of Pfizer and Moderna and any other murderous manufacturer in that state. These are bioweapons, period. So again, Dr. Sansone, please give those phone numbers to our viewing and listening audience. We're going to put them on the screen as well right now, as a matter of fact, while you're giving them.
Governor DeSantis's office number there is 850-717-9337. And Attorney General Ashley Moody's office number is 850-414-3300. We are going to make this so politically painful for them if they resist us. And let me tell you something. In Florida, we have the Second Amendment. They're not going to shut us down like they did that Freedom Convoy in California. Because when we eventually, if we're forced to, and we got to put millions of people in Tallahassee, they're going to be running from us.
Amen. Finally, somebody who has the courage and the bravery to protect children from being genocided and made sterile and infertile. These shots are, among other things, an abortion pill. And we need to stop this immediately. You two are heroes in your counties. Nobody ever promised us that this was going to be easy. You're fearlessly attacking it. You're on the front lines. And by the way, I will see you. I'm not going to say the date and the time. I will see you very soon in Collier County. I have a meeting with law enforcement officials on the books, scheduled to be there, so that we can use the full weight of our platform to garner the attention of the court of public opinion, as well as, bless law enforcement with their efforts to issue these extraditable warrants, UFAP warrants, unlawful flight to avoid prosecution. There's nowhere in the world that you can go and run and hide, Tony Fauci and the rest of you. You will be extradited back to these counties that do the right thing and enforce the rule of law to protect their citizens of their state and of their counties. And by the way, every other county in every other state across the country, you don't just have to be in Florida to adopt these resolutions. Reach out to Dr. Sansone or to Carol in Lee and Colliers County, and I'm sure that they will get you these resolutions. If you need help finding them, they are now publicly available. So go and get them and do this to save your country. Dr. Sansone, Carol DiPaolo, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you both.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Everybody knows there's no denying the fact that there has been an explosion in the popularity of the use of CBD. People are using it for all kinds of different things: joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. We've mentioned migraine headaches, even allergies on this program, Parkinson's disease symptoms. But the one that I'm the most passionate about, and the one that I would ask you to consider using CBD, just try it, is when these kids get this miserable diagnosis of ADHD because of behavioral things or their lack of focus, or, because they're kids. And because they don't just sit there like zombies and shut their mouths and say nothing. So then they're diagnosed with this ADHD. Then they have to go and see a doctor. And then these fake poison-pushing doctors just riddle their bloodstreams with poison. Neurotoxins. Things whose ingredients are similar to meth, methylphenidate, and clonidine. Please, before you consider injecting your kid or shoving poisonous pills down their throat long term and stunting their growth, among other various published, peer-reviewed negative side effects long term, please consider the use of CBD. Just try it. You have nothing to lose. And when you're considering using CBD, please consider using the family-owned business called Curable. That's K-U-R-I-B-L. Go to Curable.com. All the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code Stu at Curable.com.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family, food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
So for the past decade, Matt Schlapp has been completely wrecking the conservative movement through his control of the American Conservative Union and his organization of the annual CPAC conference in Washington, D.C. Schlapp is flagrantly corrupt. He basically takes bribes to give people nicer speaking slots at CPAC. He literally got paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to lobby President Trump to pardon certain criminals. His entire lobbying side gig is basically a pay-to-play hustle for conservative politics. He's taken cash from Verizon and Comcast and Walmart and a whole lot more globalist corporations that are hell-bent on the destruction of America, all to sway conservatives to go easy on those corporations. Schlapp and the ACU, which runs CPAC, have even taken major sums of money directly from George Soros and Mark Zuckerberg, well into the millions of dollars. I bet you didn't hear that advertised by the ACU. Ideally, Schlapp would get taken down for being so two-faced and corrupt and criminal. But failing that, we're happy to see him taken down for being a pervert instead. Carlton Huffman, a former staffer for the Herschel Walker Senate campaign, has now accused Schlapp of groping him at an event last October. He says that while he was in a car with Schlapp, Schlapp began to fondle his crotch at length, then tried to invite the staffer up to his room for additional activities. Patrick Howley, as part of a special collaboration between The Stu Peters Show and National File, just conducted the very first on-camera sit-down interview with Huffman. So this is an exclusive that you're seeing first right here. Take a look.
So you met him at the Capitol Grill?
Yes.
At the bar?
Yes.
And what was he like at the bar? He was drinking, right?
He had concluded a dinner with a donor, and then he came up to the bar, and I mean, I could tell he was a little bit more loose than he had been in our previous interactions. And within a few moments, he repeatedly made the statement that this bar was dead and that he was apologetic that the bar was not more lively, as if I was being bothered by it. And
he wanted to party.
It seemed that way, or at least he seemed like he wanted me to either be more comfortable or just that seemingly to enjoy the evening. And for somebody, he had just met me. So for me, I'm just happy just to be there, happy to interact, happy to conversate at that point. He was not making any motion with his hand at that point, and so while extremely uncomfortable and extremely creeped out, I did not know quite what to say at that point. Mm. So my thought was just like, let's get him to the hotel, get him out the car, and let's get this situation over with.
And you still thought that meeting with him was going to be good for your business, good for your career. I mean, did he make statements to you about, you know, being able to help you out? Or
I mean, he had asked what my plans were after November, and I said I did not have any at that point. We did not really get into, beyond him asking about that, we didn't really get into any other detail at that point, because at that point he seemed more interested in me personally than he did in any professional sense.
Carlton, can you show me where on the doll the bad Schlapp man touched you?
So as we pulled into the hotel parking lot, it was at that point that he took his left hand, and I mean, it's like slow motion horror show as I'm just remembering him just putting his hand upon my genital area, and he left it there for at least 5, if not 7 seconds. Just in my mind, I'm going, what in the world did I do to this guy to give him the green light or to think anything like that was okay?
Do you feel like, based on this experience, he's somebody who thrives on having power over others?
Absolutely.
In that kind of situation?
Absolutely. That I think that here he is, conservative luminary, throwing drinks around, just trying to seemingly take a personal interest in someone, and making it about who you are as a person, not in anything, any professional sense. And
so he put his hand on your genitals through your pants.
Yes.
And where was his eyes? I mean, was he looking at you or?
It's something I'll never forget for the rest of my days, that I did not see his eyes. I looked over as I'm watching what he's doing, and I look, and all I can see are the back of his eyelids, and that he's watching what his hand is doing, and he has just like a smug look of power and satisfaction as he's doing.
So he's looking at what he's doing with his hand?
Yes. He, after a few seconds, he withdrew his hand as we were pulling up to the hotel entrance.
And he invited you in?
At that point, as he opened the door, he asked if I wanted to come up, and I said, I hope we got an early day tomorrow, and I can remember almost a grimace, if not sneer, on his face as he got out of the car and walked into the hotel.
But you didn't drive him again? You didn't?
No, I was supposed to the next morning, but after just the concept of being in a car alone with him for 1 minute, much less several hours at a time, was just something I was not going to do again. And he proceeded to call me 3 times within a matter of minutes, trying to get a hold of me. And then later that day, he called me one more time, shortly around lunchtime that day. And then he texted me asking if I had it in my heart, if I could call him by the end of the day. Otherwise, good luck and I wish you the best. Instead of taking accountability for his actions, he has instead chosen to go the route of defame and smear the accuser, much rather than own up to the fact of this is something that he did. There was no attempt at apology, no attempt at making it right in any way. Instead, he chose, as has been publicly reported, to insist that CPAC employees sign NDAs, and that does not strike me as the behavior of an innocent man.
So that was Carlton Huffman. The interviewer that you heard was Patrick Howley with National File, who exclusively gained that sit-down with Huffman, who will later be appearing on various other programs. Patrick Howley joins us now. Great work. This is completely disgusting.
Thank you, Stu. And you know, the Anderson Cooper people have been trying to get us to delay this segment because, of course, they want to control the narrative, and they freak out if they can't control the narrative. So that's why independent media is so important to be first.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you sat down with him for an extended period of time. Other than the disgusting details that we just played here, what do you make of this whole interaction between he and Matt Schlapp?
Well, I spent a lot of time with him. I spent a lot of time with Carlton. And in fact, I was actually sitting there with him when he got unmasked, when he got the ruling from the courts, and he was actually unmasked during the middle of the day. And then he said, all right, let's do this. And so I've spent a lot of time with him. This is something that obviously disturbed him very greatly. And, you know, on Matt Schlapp's end, you know, you don't hire Johnny Depp's lawyer. That doesn't exactly scream innocence. You know what I mean? Not to mention the fact that we exclusively published this text message where it's, you know, the next day. And, you know, Carlton is saying, I did want to say I was uncomfortable with what happened last night. The campaign does have a driver who's available to get you to Macon and back to the airport. He didn't want to drive Matt Schlapp again. Matt Schlapp actually says, please give me a call. Thanks. Carlton, if you could see it in your heart to call me at end of day, I would appreciate it. If not, I wish you luck on the campaign and hope you keep up the good work. If you could see it in your heart. I mean, Schlapp doesn't deny the basic details of his interaction with Carlton, but obviously, you know, with the video that Carlton took that was right after, I mean, that night, I mean, right after it happened, he immediately makes these videos that we've just released, and he wanted to document it. And so, you know, this guy, Matt Schlapp, they have been running the conservative establishment, the Republican establishment. They've been running a smear campaign against Carlton. They've been running a campaign of character assassination. I've worked in Washington, D.C. I know how they do it. And they're coming after this guy because he had the cojones to stand up to Matt Schlapp.
How big of a problem does this present for the ACU and for CPAC and for Matt Schlapp? And how has this been allowed to continue? Certainly, Huffman isn't the first person that Schlapp felt that he had, you know, the authority, I guess, if you will, for lack of better words, to do this to.
Matt Schlapp is trying to get Carlton to go away. And I'll say that much. He's trying to get him to shut up and go away. And Carlton is not backing down. He's not, you know, just saying, oh, OK, you know, I'll quid pro quo. I'll shut up, you know. So he's really standing up. And you know why I'm glad about that? because people like Matt Schlapp are the reason why America is a strip mall labor colony. Okay. It's a reason why we basically have no economic agency in this country, because they're corporatist Republicans. They don't want to talk about the mass immigration problem. They don't want to talk about how our country is a big Walmart parking lot where people are fighting at Walmart, where people are watching the Wheel of Fortune and the Price is Right, and it's a casino game. And that is what the Republican establishment has given us, whether it's Ben Shapiro, who, you know, pushed the coronavirus vaccine, whether it's George W. Bush, who gave Matt Schlapp his break in politics, or whether it's Matt Schlapp and Mercedes Schlapp themselves. These quisling, controlled opposition conservatives need to leave power. They need to be taken down. Okay. And you know what? That's what it is. The GOP civil war is on. Peacefully, of course.
Yeah. What about the degeneracy that's being allowed to happen here? I mean, this is demonic. This is, this is not representative of any conservative values that I was brought up with.
Well, Washington is a place that thrives on power. They rolled out the show House of Cards because they wanted to glamorize this whole power game and the manipulations and the corruption. But really, it's about power because, you know, this guy thought that Matt Schlapp was going to help him with his career. He thought, and obviously, you know, probably in the back of his mind, he thought, should I even speak out about Matt Schlapp? Because, you know, something bad might happen to me. It's all about power. It's like Harvey Weinstein dynamic in Washington, D.C. It's disgusting. You know, I was in Washington, D.C. for years, and it's a horrible thing. There's so many stories that never get told. There's so many of these kinds of people who never come out and talk about what really goes on. And so I've devoted my life to trying to get the truth out there and to trying to shine a light on all of the horrible insects and all of the horrible people who are operating in Washington, D.C., making this strip mall labor colony even worse.
Well, like you've Matt certainly Schlapp. Done a fantastic job of that. And, you know, you have to assume that Carlton Huffman had the cojones to come out and actually do the right thing and say this. How many people have been appointed to or given certain positions of power because they didn't speak out, but yet they were Matt Schlapp victims or victims of some of the other demonic authority figures inside of the so-called GOP conservative movement at ACU and at CPAC?
Well, in general, in Washington, D.C., and especially on the right, that kind of thing is rampant, Stu, both with men and women, male and female. And it's not just that they were victimized, but sometimes some of them are complicit in it. Obviously, Carlton was not complicit in it, but it's a disgusting game. It's a disgusting culture that they've set up in politics, and it fuels the system of blackmail. How do you think it was so easy for Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, operating on behalf of the nation state of Israel, to take over the United States government through blackmail? This is the culture of Washington, D.C. It's the culture of corruption that needs to be unraveled.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Patrick sat down with Carlton Huffman for a very extended period of time. We, unlike Kevin McCarthy, will release the full tapes. Those will be made available at the Stu Peters Network within the next 24 hours. Great work, yep. Patrick Howley. Thank you so much for sitting down with him and for bringing this to everybody's attention. And thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. And you beat Anderson Cooper. Thank God. Thank you.
Of course. It's our pleasure. You know, the ACU has a long history of normalizing homosexuality inside the GOP. Going all the way back to the Reagan years with former ACU chair Bob Bauman, who came out as an open homosexual in the late 1980s. It is way past time for the mainstreaming of homosex inside the Republican Party to come to an end. It wasn't known before now, but sources tell the Stu Peters Show that within DC circles, it's a well-known fact that Matt Schlapp has a penchant for young men. And now it looks like that habit has come back to bite him in the rear end. If these allegations are true, and we have no reason to believe that they're false, the ACU needs to publicly separate from Matt Schlapp immediately. But not even that's enough. The open and flagrant flaunting of the gay lifestyle at CPAC, with the prominent placement of the likes of drag queen Lady MAGA, dress designing Andre Soriano, flamboyant hair tosser Scott Pressler, and openly homosexual foreign policy hack Rick Grenell has got to be stopped. CPAC attracts a lot of young student attendees every year. Well, now maybe we know why. The mainstreaming of homosex and cross-dressing and transgenderism and drag queens, all done on a big flashy stage in the context of social media and political celebrity worship, is in and of itself grooming. Period. There should be no such grooming at CPAC. Matt Schlapp should be fired immediately just for allowing this, let alone the allegations of crotch fondling, penis pummeling, and junk touching. The ACU board needs to send a clear message to Republicans and conservatives nationwide. None of this is consistent with Republican or conservative values. Platforming homosexuality and actively participating in the grooming of the next generation of gay Republicans is not conservative. In fact, it's demonic. The C in both CPAC and ACU stands for conservative. I can think of a few other words that it ought to stand for, but I won't say them on the air. But one thing I can say is this. Either the ACU and CPAC fires Matt Schlapp immediately and ends this butt boy, ass pirate, Peter Puffer, fruity fairy, fudge packing, switch hitting games of grab ass, or they've got to change their name to something less conservative. You don't represent our values. We'll be right back.
Look at me, take a picture, it'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. Ayo, the mirror don't lie. Ayo, the mirror don't lie.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the seven most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Do you love carbs as much as we do? If so, check this out. We found this really cool science trick that helps you to eat all of the carbs without gaining all of the weight. We're not kidding. It works for pasta and pizza and sandwiches and potatoes. I'm starting to get hungry. We actually learned about this trick from a doctor, but it's very easy. He called it the ultimate fat cheat, so we thought we would spread the word. Go to thehealthyfat.com/Stu. Again, thehealthyfat.com/Stu. P.S. If you're curious as to how it works, there's a full scientific explanation. It's pretty fascinating. Go to thehealthyfat.com/Stu. We have oftentimes said on this program that you should be talking to your financial advisor. That your financial advisor, although be it maybe a great guy or gal, somebody you'll go out to happy hour with, have a drink with, maybe lives down the street, somebody on your bowling team, might be a great dude. But if they work for one of these heavily advertised financial firms, one of these big banks, chances are they are beholden to the edicts of Wall Street. Wall Street is controlled by the illegitimate pedophile in the White House. The illegitimate pedophile in the White House is owned by China. No family is more compromised by the CCP than the Biden crime family. That's a fact. So by de facto, your financial advisor that's beholden to those edicts is actually sold out and doing the bidding for China. Which brings us to this story. You've heard of ESG, environmental social governance. That's what this means. That means that they're going to impose their will on your investments. Here to talk more about that is Carlos Cortez. Environmental social corporate governance. That's what's trickling into the 401ks of hardworking blue-collar Americans who are anticipating having a retirement fund when they're all done working, but it won't belong to them. It'll be gone.
Yeah, the ESG has taken it over with this woke agenda. I mean, just look at any financial company right now, Stu, and darn, we're about to go to Father's Day. I mean, LGBT month in June, right? They don't want to have Father's Day. They want LGBT month. Forget the veterans, giving them a month. But look at your, pay attention to where you go shopping, where you invest in, where you're banking, and you will see more rainbow flags than you would ever possibly imagine this year. So what that basically means is Washington is now has been in bed with Wall Street. And you're going to see this Luciferian LGBT garbage in your dollar now.
Yeah, trickling into your investment portfolio, unbeknownst to you. So as a conservative, 100%. As a God-fearing, you know, Jesus-following, Bible-believing Christian, you would never, you know, consciously make a decision to invest in this depraved activity. But because of this ESG governance, because of the corporate government crime syndicate making their way in to steal everything that you have, they're now reinvesting your money to empower and raise up the status of the very enemy that you would consciously fight against.
Yes, And this is part of the characteristics that you don't really own your 401k. You don't own your IRAs, and they have the right to do what they want inside of these tax regulations and come up with these bills and come up with all this stuff that really you have no control over. So what we do here is we want to give you back control like a true American. We have the right to bear arms. You should have the right to free enterprise when it comes to your retirement. And we wholly believe that here. And we practice that.
Amazing. Awesome. This is why I get so many thank yous. You know, I'm not involved with all of the personal meetings between you and the clients that come your way as a result of our advertising and talking highly about you here, because of course that's private confidential information. But the emails that I do get are people thanking me for sending them your direction. And this is a great example of why. You know, as an independent fiduciary and somebody whose values and morals align with that of, I would say, the majority of our viewing audience, you know, this is a great partnership that I feel confident about in sending people your direction. And so I want you to know that I appreciate that. If you have not booked your personal appointment with Carlos Cortez, visit CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com, or he answers his phones. Call him in the office anytime, 813-448-3446, 813-448-3446. What is today, Thursday? Thursday, shots fired with Deanna Lorraine coming up next on the Stu Peters Network. We'll be right back tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.